we should never forget Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning, although it hasn't been proven that he was the one who gave the diplomatic cables and other documents to WikiLeaks, he is currently being held in solitary confinement in the US. I think he has for more than 6 months. It's effective torture to place someone in solitary confinement. He's allowed out for a half hour a day or something like that. So we should never forget Bradley Manning and also marshal the same or more resources towards helping Bradley Manning, who is actually making WikiLeaks possible. The second point I wanted to bring up was about sexual assault allegations against Julian Assange. I think the thing to do here is not to minimise these charges. By minimising them, we do push people away sometimes, I think. People who have suffered sexual assault themselves in particular. The important thing is to ensure that Julian Assange can get a fair trial wherever he is so he can answer those allegations properly. I think in the current environment, he has no chance of actually answering those allegations in any kind of fair way. So I think that's the line for us to push. We need to push for justice for Assange as well, not for punishment, which is what they're trying to do to him right now. They're trying to silence him. And third of all, I think one of the issues that's most cogent to WikiLeaks, you can see the benefits of WikiLeaks, you can see the benefits of a free and open internet. You can see the dangers of schemes such as the internet censorship bill that they tried to push last year. Now, I would personally always be aware of further schemes along those lines being pushed, trying to silence free speech on the internet, trying to silence the internet. The sort of measures that were proposed in that bill are a very, very short step to just wholesale censorship of sites like WikiLeaks. So always keep that in mind too, and while you're fighting for WikiLeaks, continue to fight for a free and open internet and free speech for all as well.